Hello， 各位好，欢迎来到今天的可可听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯。今天呢，要为大家介绍的歌曲叫做《No State to Drive》。在这几年的英伦流行乐界，复古范儿的乐队似乎有乱花渐欲迷人眼的趋势，想从一大批乐队当中脱颖而出并不容易。那鸽子侦探 The Pigeon Detectives 就是其中之一了。虽然说他们的音乐风格算不上是独树一帜，但是复古的音色和较好的旋律为他们赢得了相当数量的歌迷。和那些加入舞曲元素的乐队不同，那 The Pigeon Detectives 呢，还是以原始的几大件为主。接下来让我们听一听他们的音乐吧。 We go up to the park when no one is around, and you wearing clothes I don't belong to you. You were startled by the dark, but no one makes a sound.欢迎回来，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯，依然在伴随着各位。下面的时间让我们来聊一聊歌词的意义。You were startled by the dark, but no one makes a sound. 你被这夜色的黑暗可是吓得不轻，但是呢却鸦雀无声。Startle, S-T-A-R-T-L-E, 作为动词呢，就表示使某人吃惊，那作为名词也是可以的，就是吃惊和惊恐的意思。分别来举例，第一个作为动词，我们可以说 be startled by, 被什么东西给惊讶到了。He was startled by the news, 这个消息使他大吃一惊。He was startled by the news. He gave me a startle.在这一个例句中的 startle 就是名词了，意思是他吓了我一跳。 He gave me a startle。 好了，接下来讲的是一个短语 make a sound， make a sound， 发出声音的意思。比如说 There is somebody coming, keep down and don't make a sound， 有人来了躺下别出声。 There is somebody coming, keep down and don't make a sound。现在我们来回顾一下这一句歌词。 You were startled by the dark， 你被这黑暗吓得不轻。 But no one makes a sound， 但是呢没有人在发出声音，就是说周围鸦雀无声。I take your hand from the steering wheel， 我把你的手从方向盘上拿下来。You're in no state to drive this thing tonight. 你今夜呢不太适合开车。Steer, S-T-E-R, steer. 作为动词呢表示操纵啦、驾驶啦、掌舵啦等等。那引申呢就有引导的意思， steer. 歌词中的 steering wheel 就是指舵轮，也就是说转向盘、驾驶盘。比如说 The steering wheel is working very well. 这个方向盘很好使 The steering wheel is working very well 来介绍一个短语 Steer clear of 在非正式口语中意思是绕开躲避 Steer clear of 比如说 The ship carefully steered clear of the coral reefs 那条船小心翼翼地绕过了珊瑚礁 Coral reefs 珊瑚礁The ship carefully steered clear of the coral reefs. 那条船小心翼翼地绕过了珊瑚礁。I'd steer clear of him for a while. He's in a really bad mood at the moment. 眼下他正在发脾气，那我得躲着他一会儿。I'd steer clear of him for a while. He's in a really bad mood at the moment. 再来一个例句。Don't steer clear of us. Nobody's going to hurt you.不要躲着我们，没有人会伤害你。Don't steer clear of us. Nobody is going to hurt you. 那现在我们来回顾一下歌词。I take your hand from the steering wheel. 我把你的手从方向盘上拿了下来。You are in no state to drive this thing tonight. 今天晚上呢，让你来操纵这个方向盘，并不是那么的有状态。No state.You are no state to drive this thing tonight. 你今夜不太适合开车。You keep mumbling your words, won't look me in the eye. 你一直在喃喃自语，不太愿意直视我的双眼。Mumble, M-U-M-B-L-E, mumble, 喃喃而语，咕哝的意思。Mumble.He always mumbles when he's embarrassed. 他感到难为情的时候说话就含糊不清了。难为情 embarrassed, 就是尴尬的意思。He always mumbles when he's embarrassed. 他感到难为情的时候呢说话就含糊不清了。Look in the eye, 直视正视的意思。Look in the eye. 再来回顾一下歌词。You keep mumbling your words. 你一直在喃喃自语。那这里的 keep doing something 是指一直在做某件事情。You keep mumbling your words. 你一直在喃喃自语。Won't look me in the eye. 不愿意直视我的双眼。You are acting like you are out of place again. 你表现得好像自己又做了什么出格的事情了。这里呢有一个短语。在歌词中翻译为出格的这短语叫做 out of place out of place 原本意思是不合适的还有不相称的格格不入的意思 His articles look out of place in the office 他的奇装异服在办公室里很不顺眼奇装异服 articles His articles look out of place in the office 他的奇装异服在办公室里很不顺眼那歌词的意思是你表现得好像自己又做什么出格的事了。You are acting like you are out of place again. 这是一首可以当作闹铃的歌曲，歌曲名字叫做 No State to Drive。想聆听更多精彩好音乐，请持续关注可可听歌学英语。我是 Candice 凯纳斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 解鱼。今天的节目就到这里，感谢收听，再见。网上很流行的一句话叫做“戴上耳机，世界与我无关”。我觉得听歌听的是一种心情，一段回忆。有人说，为什么你会特别喜欢一首歌？我觉得可能是在某个特定的时间，某个特定的地点，它的旋律或者歌词触到了你内心最柔软的地方。所以这首歌就不单单是一首曲，一段词，每当你听起它时，便会带出千丝万缕的思绪，而这种感觉很奇妙，却又很熟悉。插上了耳机，默默地欣赏起来，轻轻地合了合眼睛，享受歌曲带来的轻松而又即逝的心情，沉迷于这短暂的世界，仿佛一切都不存在。这里是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯纳斯，有缘自会相见。